Hi, Michael. Got my
Hi.
friend Kathy Cook on Bridging Wisdom. This is pretty hot.
I love it. I love it.
That is your new You Tell Me commercial I just made you. So I
Yeah.
wanted to open it with Bridging Wisdom and just hand it over to you on air. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bridging Wisdom.
How do?
Michael and I get each other a little shaken up a little bit every once in a while.
Well, who are we and what day is it?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Gracie, Gracie, Gracie.
I know. We've been making commercials, everybody, and Michael gets me a little sidetracked there when he gets to laughing a little bit. We'll have some fun tonight. This is Bridging Wisdom, and I'm Kathy Cook. Michael calls me Tassie. Sometimes he calls me CC for Kathy Cook, and this is Michael the Goger. Everyone knows Michael Goger.
Yes, Michael Goger, Michael Goger
Michael Goger.
of Michael Goger Productions.
Michael Goger.
Yeah,
And
and
you
you
tell
tell me.
me.
What was that?
You tell me.
Yes, I have a show called You Tell Me, and with that show, I make totally free commercials for whoever needs one. Business owner, light worker,
You better
paint
get in
worker.
quick, everybody, because he's booked.
I am booked. Every Saturday we have a repeat called Jaggie's Angels, which is a fantastic commercial. And I started a half hour weight loss show every Monday, and that's 6:30 p.m., which will be every Monday. And in between that, I do commercials for actresses, actresses, actors, authors, house moms, fundraisers, anything you can think of. If you need a commercial, you need to get in the matrix, the net, just call me, Mikey. Call
Oh,
Big Mike.
dude, Mikey.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
I'll make you a deal. No, folks, seriously, it's completely free from my heart, and it's the way I give back to the universe. Because a lot of people think I'm crazy, and I am crazy and eccentric, but I'd say I'm not to make the ones that think they're normal happy.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, that's how I give back to the universe. That's
Well,
what.
I do want to say you have been quite busy and we missed you last week.
Yeah, I was in a sabbatical and in a.
You did 2 weeks worth of fundraisers in a row.
I was working hard, a lot of shows, a lot of readings, a lot of fundraisers. They all went well. I'm open to more. Charlotte, when I come back, I am
I've
going
already
to
got
be
so many lined up for you. I don't even know how to
beautiful.
I don't even know how to present them to you without overwhelming you.
I'm going to walk through the front door with my flyer and say, I'm your answer to the economy. Just put this up in your window and advertise it. We'll make some money.
Oh, and I do want to make an announcement to Seth. He's an engineer tonight on BBS Radio. We will be open for calls.
We will.
Well, I'm letting them know that now, so that if we do get any callers, we will take a couple of reads. We will do a couple of readings. Is that okay with you, Michael?
Humana, 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 humana. You know, someday, I just want to be an artist.
You?
And a director and a producer.
Yeah.
Maybe a model and an actor too.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and a photographer.
Boy, you can hold that camera well, I tell you what. Everybody, that picture with the yellow rose with the little that I enhanced, Michael took that picture for the very first holding of a professional camera. It's all over the internet. It's going to be open in Kathy Cook Creations.
Wow.
And that we will have the private gallery where no one can get in unless they are invited.
You know, it was when I held that camera and you touched my hand, it was orgasmic.
No, it's crazy, wasn't it?
It was. I trembled and
I know, it was amazing. Well, the shaft of the the lens is very long. I mean, it's the zoom lens. It's a, which one did you put up? Let me see. You've got the 5135 on there right now, babe. And it goes into, we're using a Pentax K7, which is what the professionals use to actually film movies. Wow. And I use the 50-135, which goes into, let me scroll this thing. Goes into at least 30 feet. So we know that it's a strong piece. Then we also have the micro. Anyway, any and all pictures that we do does have, where it says Kodak Film, it does have our name embedded in it. So anybody that tries to snitch snatch before we're ready, you won't get the final production.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, shame on you. You're not playing fair.
You need to really deep root think that one.
Because everything we do is original and unique and came from our spirit, mind, and soul, and our creative visionary abilities.
So we're kind of like the Chevy Chase of cars, and we're original. We're our own dealer.
Well, you introduced me to photography and art.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with both. They were both, I heard angels and harps. And I'm telling you.
I do want to say I'm very honored and privileged that especially, shows that are in front of us and around us. Do listen and study a lot of my work and your work, because it's all out there for everybody to share. As long as everybody keeps their identity, that's what's important. Find your own identity and put it out there, because you don't want my identity as yours. Mm. Like the deep root listening or the deep root speaking or the gratitude attitude book. You want your own. You know, become your own human being person. It's important. That's how you evolve.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I just wanted to put that out there.
And that's when it's satisfying and rewarding, too, when you know what's all yours.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did I tell you that I've got several options in the piggy bank of AMFM Terrestrial here in Charlotte with some school chums and some churchgoers that we went to school with and church with? I'm not going to put it out there yet, but have you ever heard of Jefferson Pilot? By any chance? It was one of the first radio stations out there that did, pulled out, went to TV, WSOC. And my family went to church with one of the head anchormen there. I'm going to get a hold of that old Doug Bell and see what he's up with him, and see if he wants to come on air couple of times and get us hooked into that. And and near the doctor's office, there's that new radio station down the road.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to be branching out, everybody, very big. So keep your eyes and ears peeled to Michael and Tassie. Michael and Tassie Exposed, Bridging Wisdom on Blog Talk Radio, is very big. We get thousands of listeners there. And we're still working with that. We're taking up and down some of the things. We do put some of BBS Radio archives on there. But I have got Seth's name announcing the shows. That's what makes it so perfect, because when he goes in, you're going on live, 5, 4. It makes it so personal to know that that's a BBS radio archive as well, besides us just announcing like tonight,
And what other radio station is there on the internet? BBS Radio.
BBS Radio rocks.
Yeah, rocks. It's home.
I don't know if Don can hear this or not, but Don Newsom, owner of BBS Radio, listen to the beginning of this and tell me if you've ever heard a laugh this deep of what Michael. We were trying to make a BBS Radio commercial the other day, active listening audience, and this is how Michael and I work. This is called one of our bloopers. Michael, you don't even know I'm going to play this.
Well, let them know that it's, the bloopers can be better than what you're creating, so.
Yeah.
Hang on to your bloopers.
Yeah. So here is a comedy commercial blooper. I'm going to play it. Now, I have never laughed this hard except for one other time. That's with Susan in California. And that's been 30 years ago in Mady. Madeline, woo-woo. Listen to how Michael gets me going. Listen to that laugh.
Oh, that is a laugh, folks. That is a laugh.
Michael gets me going. And this is how much fun we have, y'all. So the teaching and whatever you want to take away, because you can't take the fun and the energy that he and I share, which will bring us up to the topic that we're going to talk about tonight. Here, listen, I'm going to play the whole commercial, even though it's a blooper, okay?
Good. I was going to say, you got to play it again, because it's
priceless.
Now that they know that it's a blooper and laughing, and they'll enjoy it more.
Yeah, here we go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Doger of Rich in Wisdom, along with my partner, Kathy O'Cook. And we cover every subject in the metaphysical realm. We teach, we read, we have fun. We're on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on bbsradio.com, Station 1.
Okay, now I'm going to play the rest of that blooper, because I had to get a real one in there. We did end up with a good one, but here's the rest of the blooper.
Wow.
Okay, you ready? You ready?
Bravo, my dear.
I'm recording.
Is it recording now?
Yeah, but I can take it off.
Oh.
You know, I can back it up.
So I can just jump in?
And yeah, you can jump in any time.
Okay.
I can splice.
I can say, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're holding your ball.
One, two, three.
Wait a minute. Okay, ready? I'm holding my titty. You holding your ball?
Yeah, I'm holding my titty. I'm holding my titty. I should hold my balls, huh?
You only have one. You had one child.
Show it off.
I'll hold my titties up, okay? Ready? I know. Ready? We always ready, Michael. Okay. Serious. I'm serious now. I'm not laughing anymore.
Go on three, right? Mm-hmm. One, two, three. Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Doger from Cassie and Michael, Region of Wisdom, every Tuesday night.
Michael, it's Kathy and Michael. It's Kathy. That's a little too. Okay. Now that's a jest of it. That's how much fun we have.
That is precious.
That's priceless. I'm glad I kept that part.
Put a lock and key on that, because if we ever get to Hollywood, that's going to be worth a fortune.
Michael, where did that laugh come from? I have to play that one more time.
That sounded like something from an alien.
I am an alien. Did you not know?
I knew, but I didn't know you were that kind.
Ooh. You want to hear it again?
Ooh, yeah. It was.
Okay, one more time.
on my titties. On my titties.
Oh, y'all have to bear with us tonight. We are chillaxing, having fun,
yeah.
And we're going to do a little bit of comedy here and there.
Yeah.
Don asked us to do some comedy, so here we are.
I'll tell you what. Ooh. I don't know where it's going to go, comedy or...
Well, I've got something that I think you should hear, that I've got a little splice of Michael Goger in action when you're doing your teaching and readings, okay? I'm going to play this 2 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, listen up. You have not, I don't think you, this was back in the day, but this is still how you go.
Absolutely. And think, while you're worrying and it's negative, you could be glorifying the Holy Spirit. Even if you're doing dishes, do it in the glory of the Holy Spirit. In other words, everything that you do, do it in the glory of the Holy Spirit. Even if you're just driving to work, make it a Holy Spirit drive. You're filled with the Holy Spirit, not the electric bill or the kids out of control or the wife is acting funny. Just Holy Spirit. I'm filled with your love, Lord, and guide me and bless me and help me shine your light on others.
Lift me up when you're reading online in the supermarket and people are saying that they're impatient. I have to commit now. I just try to say, give me this time to think about something good.
Oh, you just brought that.
Don't waste time anymore. Don't waste it. Worry is a detour away from your emotions.
Absolutely.
You're out of your emotion that you need to feel. We can go into the center of that emotion, center ourselves into it, feel it, and disperse it.
Absolutely.
Don't have to continue to worry some thoughts.
Absolutely.
It's not easy. It takes practice. And for all the people who would like to learn it, I suggest that they find a group and learn meditation because it will help them greatly.
Absolutely. And you just brought back one of my fondest memories. I was in a grocery market and there was like five people ahead of us. And the woman in front of me, I felt like I needed to pray for, so I started praying for her in my head. And when I was done, she turned around and said, thank you.
She felt it.
And my mouth fell open, and she said, it's okay. She goes, thank you. And it was one of my most profound paranormal experiences. So, I mean, if you're waiting in a line, pray for the guy. The master said, what you sow, so shall you reap. The spiritualist, what you put out, you get back. It's all in the holy books. Also, master, what shall we pray? And love God with all your heart, soul, body, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
And that's a little spill of Michael teaching and working it. You tell me.
Ooh.
How'd you like that, baby?
Boy, you surprised me with that one.
Yeah.
And it's all true.
Yes, it is.
All channeled. Mm-hmm. People don't realize I'm channeling when I talk like that, because when I'm in a normal state, I'm more like, I don't know.
You're giggly.
Yeah. I'm
when
kinda...
happens this with me, we're, you know, maybe I ought to explain to them that you come back and forth from New York to Charlotte. And...
Mm-hmm. I will be working in Charlotte and probably there, hopefully for Christmas and the New Year, and I'm going to be knocking on your door, handing you a flyer saying I can do fundraisers and public appearances for you, for your establishment. So I'm hoping to work between Charlotte and New York, and Kathy and I will be and have a lot of creative ideas.
Yeah. Now, you know, you do, you did answer Seth that you do have, we do have Sharon from Phoenix online too.
Yeah. Bring her on. Bring her on.
I'm sorry, Sharon. We got so carried away laughing. Sharon, you're on the air.
Maybe she just laughed and scared her.
Yeah, because that was 20 minutes ago. Sharon, hello, you blind tube and from Phoenix. You're on the air. I believe we maybe dropped her.
Mm. That's all right.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of... the archives are a major portion of our listenership, and people enjoy them over and over and over and over.
Goodness gracious, we get up to, when we put them out there, we're getting in the thousands, so.
Yeah, and I'm also available in private for private consultations, 518-249-3995.
And sometimes Michael and I work together with healings. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. We've gotten several requests on that lately, as of late.
Yes.
Michael, I want to touch base on something. You know, when you're here visiting, your energy is extreme to where I even see it. We see it through the air, both of ours, you know. And I wanted to bring up the topic of energy. And how it's, I've realized that energy is a lot like dust. It settles. And Michael, you've slept on the sofa, like the little raft, as well as in the bed. Mm-hmm. And I can pop it. And the energy floats back up just as fresh as it ever was. Mm-hmm. And I can get my leg or my back healed or whatever I need pulled towards the energy that you've left here. So energy, folks, is like dust. It'll settle down.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that until, because when I pop where he's laid, it pops it up and all those little lights start flashing all around again.
Yeah, the residue. Well, you know the old training where when you're saging, you sage the corners of the rooms and behind doors. And
mm-hmm.
Because residue will collect in that area.
Yeah.
So it's very important to understand that. And one thing I learned a lot from you, and I got to give you the credit for it, is to guard your thoughts. Because if you're a very strong projector and, say, an angry person, you can upset the room, the people in it, and the entire day. With these thoughts, it's, and if you're experiencing this in your life, check yourself. Make sure it's not you. That's where you start, with your thought pattern. If you're always unhappy, things are always going bad, you're always losing, you're always sick, you're always this, you're always that, check your thought pattern. You may be programming and creating it for yourself. Because your ego thinks that's what you want, to be happy. So.
And ego is real. Ego was born as soon as we are told no. And we understand what no means. That's when ego is born. And ego is something that tries to project any way, shape, or form to make you feel that it's not, you know, bad or wrong or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It also makes you cocky.
Absolutely. And, well, it's I tell people, look at it this way. The personality is software,
mm-hmm.
and the ego is an app that comes with it, and it has a function, like a firewall, like its function is to keep you alive on the physical plane.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
It's a deep root. Like I do, like I've always said, deep root readings, you know, since I was a little girl. It's a deep root that you've got to dig deep in that root and find the understanding of it in order to get it in control, because you want to check your ego at the door before you go in to do any kind of performance, any kind of live broadcast. And what are your motives? Yeah. What's your niche? What's your motives?
And
we got to make sure that we're all on the same page, because we got a big message to put out there. And it's all about bringing life one act of hire, one broadcast at a time.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody wants to climb to the mountain in Tibet and sit in front of the holy man, when all you need to do is cleanse and ground and center yourself in the morning. Tell your higher power that your will be done through me on earth as it will be in heaven.
Uh-huh.
And then guard your thoughts, because everything you say and do anywhere to anybody at any time has a reaction.
It has that, what was it called? Not sage, but residue. It's residue. The energy residue.
Yeah, it starts out as a vibration, and then it breaks up into residue and dust. Sharon is on the line, I believe. You want to go to the call? And
yeah, let's bring Sharon in. Hey, Sharon, you're on the air.
I'm sorry, I missed you last time.
That's quite all right. We got you now.
No problem. How's the show sound?
I just wonder if... I'm sorry?
How's the show sound tonight?
Funny. You guys are so funny. You had me laughing.
Was that hilarious how he had me laughing that deep?
It was a good...
That was hilarious. We were both in such a punchy mood the other night, which we normally are, because we get on the phone around 8:30 at night and just... Like last night, we hung up quick and early, but the other night we needed to get some commercials out, because BBS Radio runs a 30-second spot, you know, for the broadcasters, and we did not have one, and we were trying to get one together. So listen to the voice of Michael. You know, you can hear it on BBS Radio. It'll run, you know, all through the day and night. But that is how it started, Sharon, and it was hilarious. It took us 3 hours to make a 30-second commercial.
Yeah, amazing.
Enjoyable.
And I'm doing a survey, Sharon. If this was a reality show on TV, would you watch it?
Oh, heavens, yes.
That's funny, Michael.
Very good. Very good.
Hey, Sharon.
Yeah, see, I'm a
position constantly, 24/7, don't I, Michael?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, huh?
So I'm a marketing genius, you know. People don't know that.
No, I know all about you.
I 24/7 think of nothing but marketing, promoting, advertising, and creating, and staying in my juju.
Yeah. Sharon, you feel familiar. You're a familiar feel.
I've called into your show before.
Okay, that's what it is then. Do you know Michael?
I've called into your show when you both have been on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to jump into your reading, because I know you want one, and see how good I am.
You're so cocky today.
I am. I'm getting very meteor cocky.
Yeah, I love it.
They're gonna have their hands full with me.
Yeah.
They're gonna need Charlie Sheen to help me get a grip.
Oh God.
Yeah.
All I have to do is put that pacifier in with that camera and that lens.
Yeah. Well, you can control me, but then.
Yeah, well, you're the only one that can ride my horse, too. I'm that wild.
Yeah, I feel like I was gypped out of my childhood, so I want to do crazy things.
Give me Sharon's numbers real quick.
Okay, that's a good idea. Very good idea. I got a 3, 14, 10, 20, 8. 7, and one.
All right.
Is that seven numbers?
That's seven numbers.
Okay. And they're connected to the chakras, Sharon, so remember this. This much I know so far. And people have been winning a couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there, nothing dramatic. So dates on a calendar and dates from people in spirit has been showing up in these numbers too. So very psychic, should be, probably is in the industry already. We're trying to get back into it or go back and forth with it. Should do more privately under the table, you know. Don't tell, you know what I'm saying.
Michael, before you go any further, I've got to say this so I won't lose it with these numbers. Okay, because this is how good you are. I don't mean to blow you up, but this is... Okay. Now, I added the 4, 5, 14, which is a 17, which is an 8. The 3 and the 4. The 3 and the 1, 4, Sharon, okay? You see that?
Yes.
Okay, that's an 8. Now, right up under there, I wrote the 8, 7, and 1. So that 8, you got an 8, double 8s right there. Okay, now, also, I added this to that. I did it different this time. I added 8 and 8 because they were right up under each other when I wrote them out on paper. So that's a 16. Plus I added the 5, which was a 10, because a 10 is 2 5s, right? So I just reduced that down to a 5, and that became a 21. And then I took the 20, okay, and I reduced that down to a 2. So I added the 21 plus 2, and that equaled to the 5. You see how Michael's pulling that? He's pulling 2 8s and 3 5s. He's also pulling at the very end an 8, because 7 plus 1 is an 8. And the number before he gave you 3, 14, 10, 20, 8, 7, and 1. At the very end, the 7 and 1 equals the 8 before that. And if you go to the very beginning, those reduce down to the 17, which is an 8. And in between all there is your 5s. And I just had to say that. That's how good Michael is at when he does his thing. And now this will probably add up to his reading for you.
Thank you.
Wow, that was good, baby.
Thank you.
And very right on, too.
Yeah. Now, you want me to go in and tell what the numbers ought mean? Because... You know, or do you want to go on? You know, obviously that the 5s are a double change number or triple change. So you're into a string change, and you're also into some money, and you're also into a forever ending. You're finally there with something that Michael's going to tell you about, and also you've got the mystery going on right now. So go for it, Michael, baby.
Yeah. Also. I'm feeling your solar plexus is a little off kilter. You may want to meditate a little while longer on that one or send it some energy before you go to bed tonight. I feel it would make a big difference. It's kind of holding you back, or something is... I'm going to relationships, really. Love and commitment and romance, intimacy. It seems like it's really kind of... erratic and unpredictable, and you kind of want to get out of it but don't want to get out of it, or do want to get out of it and waiting for the right time, and blah blah blah. I would wait before I did anything, at least until January, because I feel like there's a male partner or partner of some kind. I feel romantic or a relationship going to come through and help you creatively, possibly with career or business. Okay, so don't jump the gun. Hang in there until January. Career to me feels good. I do. I feel multi-talented, and career may be 4 different independent contractor type thing. or for temporary part-time. That may be your style, your method of operation. It's just, you know, it reeks of the beginnings, new, and it's definitely, I would say, I would be on my toes from now until the end of January. Because major doors are flung open, income increases, especially in the career, working arena. I feel like I'm going to travel, though, possibly. Some kind of a travel coming up. And maybe for some of the new things in career or finances. So prepare to maybe travel a little bit or commute or have to go on. Or this could be a trip with a family member, because of a family member, possibly next 2 months. But I do feel some travel here. Females, a group of female energy being very important to you getting in, being a part of, being successful, increase in income, opening doors. I don't know if they're neighbors, associates, friends, people you're trying to get in with. Pay attention to the female energy in the career arena. It's going to be very important to you. And I would say by the end of January, your issues and a lot of your heartache is improved and healed and very much controllable. I hope all of this helps you. It means something to you.
It means everything. It means everything. You hit everything, all the places.
Good. Good. And the best thing you can do would be to strengthen yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually right now. Up until the end of January. Because that's what you're going to need. That's what you're going to rely on. That's what's going to make the difference. And everything else is going to kind of unfold and happen kind of naturally. You're in that cycle where there's movement, doors are opening, the balance, you're able to handle it. I would dance for exercise and take bubble baths and meditate with crystals and candles.
That sounds like me. Yeah, that's what I do. I dance, Sharon, I dance constantly. You can't keep me still when it's meditation time. I go into this dance mode. Nice. I even can visually see the little Italian or whatever's with me. And we do, ask Michael, we do the tango all the way through to ballet.
Yeah. She's an amazing, amazing woman.
And I use crystals and bubble bath. I put the crystals in the bubble bath. It's a wonderful, wonderful ways and means of escaping, you know, this world that's on the outside of the box.
Yeah,
I'll have to try it.
You'll love it. You won't be able to stop. It'll become, you won't be able to hang. I mean, I know that's for me. Is when I turn that music on, you can lap dance to your sofa. Oh, you know, nice. Just turn that music on and you can just move each little individual muscle through your body.
Absolutely.
You, people maybe can't see it, but I think Michael can obviously see mine now because I've done it so much. But
yep.
Let your hair hang and scream.
What I do?
Everybody can scream in their house, you know. Say, yow!
Yeah, one of my methods is free weights and heavy metal.
Yeah. Sharon, how many live in your house?
What?
I was asking Sharon how many live in her house.
How many?
Yeah, how many are with you? I mean, get a group together and just say, let's see who can scream the best, the loudest, or like a cat or a dog, or, you know, get that energy moving, because our energies, like we said at the beginning of the show, they lay like dust. You've got to pop that and get that energy floating again.
Right.
Because you've already got it inside you. I mean, you got amazing stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope we helped you.
You did. You both did. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Sharon.
I feel we love like
you. You call back soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Michael, you do the workouts with the weights in Rocky, and you know, and I just love watching it. Why you got a feedback?
I don't know.
Wait, I got to do something. I'm getting the energy going in my lighter, even though it works fine. But I've heard this on other shows right before mine.
Wow.
So I'm just giving a little light there.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I put my Herkimer diamond on top of my mic. How's that?
Ooh, yeah. I'll hold mine, too.
Is it hot?
Yeah. It's ooh. Hot.
I got this gorgeous Herkimer diamond.
You want a
I'm sorry, Michael. You are Michael Goger. Tell them about your Herkimer diamond and where you got it and what it does.
I got it from the Hidden Knight Crystal Mine, Emerald Mine, in North Carolina.
Visiting me.
Visiting Tassie.
And, Michael, I've gotten every stone there, just about, except for ones that were gifted to me, mm-hmm. that were stolen from my house. It's amazing how they didn't steal anything but my altar.
And when I was leaving, she said, grab one.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed the blue one, but then I hesitated and was pulled to this one.
I got the blue one in my hand right now, baby.
Yeah?
It's got like a snowflake on it now. It didn't used to have that. It used to be solid blue. Now it's got like a little white snowflake on it. It must be because it was sitting next to the Himalite diamond. But the Himalite diamonds charge all the other stones, right?
Yes, it's a charging stone, and it's a stone for clairvoyance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're rare if it has two black eyes. And mine has two black eyes, and since I've been using it, it's growing a third black eye.
Wow.
And everybody that gets near it, they don't even want to touch it.
No.
I ask people, here, feel this. And
it's hot touch. It's very hot.
And it pulsates rose and pink.
Yeah. Mine turned purple yesterday.
It's gorgeous.
I put it underneath your pillow where you had slept.
Yeah. I'm going to make
it. I got that new Tempur-Pedic bed. Oh, my God. And it's that memory foam.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
Allison came and helped me do the sheets and stuff yesterday, the Rainbow Child. With the mm-hmm. crystal children and, your little other little family. And Kurt and Adam, and it was Allison, and she helped me change the sheets. And there was that stone under there. It was purple underneath the pillow.
Love it. Love it. This lady's got a master bedroom that looks like the wedding suite at the Hill.
That was left to me from my mom and dad for lifetime rights. I'm very fortunate.
We call it the motel room, the hotel room.
Yeah, we have a bad boy room, a bad girl room, a motel room, and a office that doesn't have a thumbprint in it.
And, you know, it's big enough to land an airplane in.
It is, isn't it? And it's got to step up. You step up into the bed that's on the pedestal.
And then this gorgeous shower I fell in love with.
It's got dual triple heads on it, and it's got a heat lamp in there and a place to sit and chill.
I will
never forget that time they were playing that, they were testing a PHP, like a hair test show on BBS, and they said, did you hear her sing in the shower? She was singing that Buddha song, and I didn't realize that people could hear me in my house. But they didn't realize I could hear them because I had the computer under the sewing machine. That was what that presser foot meant all that time, Michael.
Wow.
Yeah, I saved that one. I used that one with one of those little handheld tape recorders in the drawer. Yeah. And I got that that's for souvenir.
Awesome.
Hey, I wanted to give a heads up to everybody. The reason that the profile page still says Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, and all about me is because Don and Doug and Seth are so busy at BBS, changing platforms and everything, and I have sent in Michael's profile. Michael, I have sent in your profile and our profile together and mine by myself with four different pictures, and Don loved it. He said that's exactly what he's looking for, and the commercial. So y'all will be seeing a new facelift for Bridging Wisdom, and it will not say www.bbsradio.com/brightlightspathfinders, which was my shows from 2006 to 2009. It will be saying Bridging Wisdom. So that's a heads up for everybody to start looking for the new face of Kathy and Michael, which he calls me Cassie.
Absolutely.
We have another line, another caller, baby.
Well, I'd like to say one thing, that if anybody mentions the show, I will give them half price on a reading. So,
wow.
Which it's worth it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So mention this show at 518-249-3995.
So people can get a piece of paper. Go get your piece of paper and pencil. He's going to give that out in just a minute again. Because I don't do my reading. I don't do any readings except for in my house with clients.
Yeah. I'm a reader. And, well, we're both readers, but
mine take a long time.
Yeah,
It takes a special gift to do what Michael can do, which he's dead on the money, right on the money, in every way. He can tell me something's going to happen today, and it'll happen that day. But then Michael and I are very connected. We can remote view each other.
Yeah.
And everything. I can't get away with anything. Yeah, that's true, y'all. I can't get away with anything. And neither can he.
Neither can I.
No.
God, even though the color of the underwear I'm wearing.
No. Well.
Okay. Anyway, if anybody calls and says, I heard you on BBS, you can have a reading for half price, $30. You won't get that nowhere.
And let me know also, for the new listeners, we have been together for 7 years working together, nearly eight, and we have been together as a couple for almost two.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so. Anyway, we do have Julie on line two from Maine. I hope that's right. I don't have my glasses on.
Where am I?
Julie, are you there? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Have you got your radio or computer on?
No.
Okay, good. I'm getting some feedback. I was just wondering where it was from.
Can we help you, Julie? We don't have much time, so
okay,
want me to just tell you what I'm feeling, or you want to go? What do you got?
Yes, please. No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Do it that way. Hopefully.
Yeah, you just tell me what you're feeling.
Okay. How'd you find the show? How do you like it so far?
Sounds good. I was just going through BBS Radio, and I thought it'd be fun to call in.
Yeah. Okay.
Good, good, good. That's what we like to hear, right?
That's right, Julie.
You want her numbers real fast?
I don't think we're going to have time, because she's got a very burning desire question that she really wants to ask.
Yeah, I can feel it, too. All right. Julie, did you just lose somebody, or did somebody just pass, or is there somebody about you? Or is it an anniversary?
I had an aunt that passed about 3 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago. She's, were you as close, or?
Because she lived quite a distance away from me, but she always said I was a lot like her.
Yeah, she's with you now, and it's very comic, and she seems to be guiding you in a relationship. Would that make sense? Is there a need there for relationship? I'm getting a little turbulence and possibly a change coming about. I feel for the better, but could be temporary. Is this any of this making sense?
Yes, I'm seeing somebody right now, but I don't know where it's going.
Okay. I would go slow. I'm hearing it moves forward. I would go slow with it until the end of the year. Okay. December is going to be very active with it and very pleasant. Okay. But I feel as you get into the new year, into January, finances and employment and career affects it somehow, or him, or gets in the way, or so be alert for these things. Another thing I'm feeling is, I believe your aunt is worried about sleeping. I don't know if you have sleep issues, or somebody you love has sleep issues. It could be apnea, you might do a sleep study, if there is a sleep problem. Or did the person that passed have a sleep issue?
She might have, but I didn't. But I'm not, I wasn't close to her. She lived many miles away.
Yeah, so you wouldn't really know.
Too much of her.
Yeah, what about your mom?
No, I don't think so.
Is she doing all right? Everything is good there? Because
yeah.
I'm...
quick question was, this person that I'm seeing is involved in a custody matter at the moment, and I'm wondering if you ever... If you see that being resolved anytime soon.
I figured there was a lot of baggage. I do feel it changing for him, but it looks like it's really settled in April of the new year. That's why I said go slow and go slow with it. Because I feel a lot of unstable energy around him. Like he's got a lot of baggage or a lot of stuff on his mind.
Yeah, right. That's true.
So you're going to have to give this time and go slow with it. As I said, December is going to be very pleasant. Then it's going to get a little rocky again for some reason. And it may be connected to his baggage. Okay? But eventually, in the long run, I don't like to fortune tell too far down the road, because I don't like fortune telling. There's so much involved. If you guys hang in there together and settle everything without giving up, you guys are still together in April. And he's more of a partner.
Okay?
So,
what about my finances?
Well, the finances I'm a little worried about. I feel like eventually it's going to become an issue, or you're in a transition now. I don't. Are you changing jobs? Do you need to? Or are you looking for one?
No, I have a solid job right now.
You got a solid job right now? All right. There's going to be an increase or another offer. Are you waiting to hear something from somebody else?
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear about refinancing on my home.
Oh, okay. That's a go, too. I'm liking that. Also, I want to say a raise or a promotion in the place that you're in.
Okay.
But I feel a transition, so it's going to be maybe change in job description or a different part of the building or a different responsibility. Very strong in the beginning of the new year, and you're going to have to be willing to go along with some, I keep feeling like I'm being moved around. But it's a good thing. I just got to get used to it. So other than that, I feel good with it.
Okay.
All right. I worry about his income. If you guys get serious and get too tight, his income could be an issue for a while, possibly right up until April. So that's something you're going to have to deal with, and that's another matter and a private reading. So, okay? I hope I helped you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie, so much for the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Well, Michael, we need to wrap it up and scoot on out of here for the next show to come in. I do want to say that the new profile page is up. It looks great, Don, as usual.
Wow.
Doug is in charge of BBS Radio Music, which rocks. It's the best metaphysical and spiritual. You name it, it's there. It's amazing. You know how you even have gotten used to turning on the music and going to bed with the music, BBS Radio Music on in the background.
Yeah. For the average intelligence and consciousness today, BBS Radio is the only radio you need. It's a must listen to.
Average meaning?
Well, people that are interested in outside the box or creative.
But you remember that go inside the box when you meditate, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of guys don't want to hear about spaceships or reincarnation. They want to go golfing and have a beer and go to bed. You know, but
the thing is I am out inside the box when I do my intuitive. You go outside the box.
Right. Well, actually, to be honest with you, there's something for everybody. So
that's what I'm saying. It's well balanced, well rounded.
Yeah.
That's why I say average is a way.
Right.
I was wanting to clarify average meaning. Radio station. It's a beyond the beyond beyond beyond.
I'm glad you corrected me on that.
Well, it wasn't a really correction because it's the average meaning. Everybody's like that now. Everybody's metaphysical and in this new age, basically.
Yeah. So, if you get
I needed to clarify for myself.
Okay. Listen, dwell on peace, everybody. Yeah. Dwell on peace.
And, Michael, I'm going to leave you with this. Okay. I'm going to leave you with this, Michael.
Yeah. Don't hold my titties.
Holy.
There you go, Michael.
Wow.
Hello, Carlin. Thank you for being a part of Bridging Wisdom. And thank you, BBS Radio.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Seth, on the sound and everything that you do, the engineer. And we love you guys. We'll see you out there.
Peace.
We're off the air.